You're in California and you need a ride, so you use the Lyft app. A few minutes later, a car pulls up to take you to your destination. Only there's one strange thing going on. There's no driver. I'm Jonathan Strickland and this is Tech Stuff Daily. The car service company Lyft recently received the go-ahead from the California Department of Motor Vehicles to test driverless cars on California roads. The company joins several others on a long list of groups that are in various stages of testing autonomous vehicles on California highways. In fact, as of the recording of this episode, there are at least 45 companies that have this permission. That list has some recognizable names on it. There are some big names in the automotive industry like Volkswagen, Honda, Mercedes, Ford, and BMW there. Then there are younger car companies that aim to disrupt the industry like Tesla Motors and Faraday and Future Incorporated. There are also some huge names in the tech space that earn their reputation in other areas of tech, such as Samsung Electronics, Nvidia, and Apple. Google is in there too in the form of Waymo, which is the branch of Alphabet, Google's parent company, that focuses on autonomous vehicles. Lyft plans on working with some of these entities while simultaneously developing its own autonomous vehicle technologies. Autonomous vehicles remain a controversial subject for several reasons, not all of them technological. First, you have the understandable concerns of a population that hasn't yet come to trust a machine to operate a vehicle the way a human would. It takes a certain level of, let's call it faith, to sit back and let a car drive itself while you have no control over the situation. And even if you know that cars are able to monitor conditions all around a vehicle consistently and constantly, unlike a human being who must focus in one direction at any given time, it's still a big trust exercise to sit in the back seat. After all, we're all familiar with technology that fails to work the way it's supposed to. Whether it's the infamous blue screen of death or a washing machine that was working just fine yesterday, but now refuses to drain, we know tech isn't necessarily perfect. A well-designed autonomous vehicle would be able to alert humans to potential problems well before they become a real issue, returning to home base for maintenance and repair. But we all know there will be cases where that fails to happen. Then there's the question of who is to be held responsible should an autonomous vehicle cause an accident. Should it be the company operating the vehicle? The one that made the software? The one that manufactured the car? There may be many parties involved depending upon the situation, and establishing accountability is still an open question. Once you do, how do you find the entity at fault? If a driverless car, for example, fails to yield before making a turn and causes an accident, how do you penalize the responsible party? Do you take away the car's license to drive itself? And while driverless algorithms are improving with every mile of research, machines still aren't as good at reacting to unusual situations as humans are. For example, if you're driving down the road and a metal ladder falls off a truck in front of you, you know that's a potential hazard and you can try to avoid it. If the truck in front of you drops a pillow, you know that colliding with the pillow, while not ideal, isn't likely to cause you any harm. But a car controlled by a computer may not be able to make these distinctions, and so may react in a way that actually creates more risk rather than avoids it. Then there's the jobs factor. Lots of people drive for Lyft in order to earn extra cash. A few may rely upon it as their primary source of income. But what happens when Lyft starts rolling out driverless vehicles? Lyft drivers may find themselves in competition with robots. Worse, the company may see their jobs as being redundant and layoffs could follow. There will still be a need for humans at Lyft's operations. There will likely be maintenance garages that will keep the cars running and in good working order. But it's not like the skill sets of driver and mechanic or a computer scientist are all transferable. Earlier in 2017, Goldman Sachs estimated that autonomous cars might cost as many as 25,000 driving jobs a month. Their estimates mostly covered the professional truck driving industry. In fact, the report suggested that truck drivers will see the impact, no pun intended, of driverless cars more than taxi drivers or bus drivers. When you look at the numbers, you understand why. In the United States, there are about 4 million driver jobs. 3.1 million of those are truck drivers. According to Goldman Sachs, that's about 2% of the overall workforce in the United States. Unlike what you might expect given the headlines, Goldman Sachs thinks we're still several years away from seeing autonomous vehicles making up a substantial percentage of car sales. The report suggests that it won't be until 2025 to 2030 that we see autonomous cars make up 20% of overall car sales. There's also a question of who will be buying those vehicles. Autonomous driving tech isn't cheap, though perhaps with mass manufacturing we might see prices fall within the purchasing power of the average car buyer. Some analysts believe we're more likely to see companies like Lyft purchase fleets of driverless cars. This could lead to an era in which fewer people will own a personal vehicle. Instead, we'll rely more heavily on car services to arrange rides on demand. Imagine a world where you don't need to worry about parking or car payments or insurance and other nuisances that accompany owning a car. On the flip side, you wouldn't be able to jump into the driver's seat and drive for pleasure. It seems like it's just a matter of time before we have these driverless cars escorting us around dense urban centers. We may never see robo-cars take over in more remote, rural areas. So if you do love driving, consider moving out to the country. To learn more about autonomous cars, the effects automation will have on the economy, and everything else that has to do with technology, subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast. I publish new episodes every Wednesday and Friday and explore technology much more thoroughly over there. I'll see you again soon.